Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday evening, November 10th, 2025, and we have a great mix of science headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. LDL cholesterol improved among veterans in program with health coaches, other resources. A quality improvement program, including healthcare coaches and resources, helped 34% of veterans with heart and blood vessel disease and high cholesterol achieve LDL levels below 70 mg Deller after 24 months. The program increased the number of veterans meeting this goal, with over a third of those 75 and older reaching their lower cholesterol target. The study, presented at the American Heart Association's Scientific Sessions 2025, showed significant reductions in LDL levels, improved medication adherence, and increased prescription rates for cholesterol-lowering medications. The Valor QI program, a collaboration between the VA and the American Heart Association, aims to support veterans with cardiovascular disease or at high risk of a cardiovascular event. The study's findings suggest simple, accessible strategies can lead to better cholesterol management and cardiovascular health outcomes for veterans.
NRx Pharmaceuticals, NRxP, launches Hope Therapeutics' one-day TMS protocol for treatment-resistant depression in Florida. NRx Pharmaceuticals has launched Hope Therapeutics' one-day TMS protocol for treatment-resistant depression in Florida. This innovative approach combines transcranial magnetic stimulation with D-cycloserine and listexamfetamine, showing impressive response and remission rates in non-randomized trials. Under the direction of Medical Director Dr. Rebecca Cohen, Hope Clinics in Sarasota, Naples, and Fort Myers are now offering this protocol, with more locations planned by year-end. Dr. Cohen believes that this rapid, one-day treatment has the potential to revolutionize TMS therapy and improve care for millions battling depression and PTSD. Rock Breaks, Lahontan Gold Corp., TCXV, LG, OTCQB, LGCXF, mobilizes drill rig for fall 2025 program at Santa Fe Mine in Nevada. Lahontan Gold Corp. announced the mobilization of a track-mounted reverse circulation drill rig and crew to its Santa Fe Mine project in Nevada. The rig will complete up to 25 drill holes totaling 4,000 meters, focusing on upgrading gold and silver resources. Executive Chair Kimberly Ann stated the program is vital as the company moves towards mine planning and permitting in 2026. Lahontan Gold holds 4 gold and silver exploration properties in Nevada, with the Santa Fe mine having a significant mineral resource. The company plans to advance the project towards production, update the Santa Fe preliminary economic assessment, and drill test its satellite West Santa Fe project in 2025. For more information, visit Lahontan Gold Corp's website.
Access to healthy foods linked to improved quality of life for adults with heart failure. Access to healthy, medically tailored meals or fresh produce, along with nutrition counseling, led to improved quality of life for adults with heart failure compared to those who only receive dietary guidance without food delivery. A recent study found that participants who received either meals or produce reported a higher quality of life based on the Kansas City Cardiomyopathy Questionnaire. The study, presented at the American Heart Association Scientific Sessions 2025, highlighted the importance of access to healthy food for people with chronic conditions like heart failure. The findings suggest that healthy food can have a significant impact on outcomes and disease progression for individuals with heart failure. Larger studies are needed to further assess the potential benefits of food programs in lowering hospitalizations and improving survival rates.
PCSK9 medication plus statin may help lower cholesterol after heart transplant. Research presented at the American Heart Association Scientific Sessions 2025 showed that the cholesterol-lowering medication alirocumab, a PCSK9 inhibitor, combined with a statin, reduced LDL cholesterol levels by more than 50% in patients after a heart transplant. This new clinical trial, called CAVIER, found that while alirocumab did not reduce the risk of developing cardiac allograft vasculopathy, it effectively lowered LDL cholesterol levels. The study included more than 100 adults who had heart transplants, with participants taking either alirocumab or a placebo in addition to rosuvastatin. The results showed a significant decrease in LDL cholesterol levels among those taking alirocumab, supporting the use of PCSK9 inhibitors for patients with high LDL cholesterol levels. However, further studies with longer-term follow-up are needed to confirm these findings. Combination pill for heart failure, improved heart function, symptoms, and quality of life. A polypill combination of three medications for heart failure taken once daily for 6 months improved heart function, symptoms, and quality of life in patients with heart failure and reduced ejection fraction, HFREF. Compared to those taking the medications separately, the polypill group saw a 3.4% higher absolute left ventricular ejection fraction, reduced heart failure-related hospitalizations by more than half, and reported a higher quality of life. This study, presented at the American Heart Association's Scientific Sessions 2025, focused on improving medication adherence and simplifying treatment for socially disadvantaged populations. The findings suggest that a polypill approach could be effective for patients with heart failure, offering a promising new strategy for managing this serious condition. Investor News Breaks, Nanovirucides, NYS American, NNVC. Receives regulatory approval to begin phase 2 trial of NV387 for treatment of mpox in the DRC. Nanovirucides Inc. NNVC has received regulatory approval from the Democratic Republic of Congo's agency, ACOREP, to begin a phase 2 clinical trial for NV387. This trial will evaluate the drug's effectiveness in treating mpox caused by HMPXV infection. NV387 is designed to mimic human cells to trap and destroy viruses, showing potential as a broad-spectrum antiviral targeting up to 95% of human pathogenic viruses. Anil R. Dewan, PhD, President and Executive Chairman, expressed that this milestone is crucial in the drug's regulatory development. The company believes NV387 could revolutionize antiviral therapy, similar to how antibiotics transformed bacterial disease treatment. Nanovirucides is focused on advancing NV387 into phase 2 human clinical trials, along with developing drugs against various viral diseases. Investor News Breaks, Standard Lithium Limited, NYS American, SLI, reports Q3 2025 results, advances SWA and Franklin projects with DFS, resource filing, and $130 million financing. Standard Lithium Limited reported progress in Q3 2025, completing a definitive feasibility study for its SWA project and a maiden inferred resource for the Franklin project. CEO David Park highlighted the cost competitiveness of the SWA project and strong foundation for scalable production. The company closed $130 million financing, received final integration approval, and reported the highest lithium in brine grade to date at 616 milligrams per liter. Positioned to reach FID on the SWA project in 2026, Standard Lithium focuses on sustainable commercial-scale lithium production in the U.S. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at ibn-sli.
Investor News Breaks. Nikola Mining Inc. MOTCQB HUSF reports high-grade assays and new vein discoveries at Dominion Gold Project. Nikola Mining Inc. A Discoveries has reported high-grade assays and new vein discoveries at its Dominion Gold project in Quebec. The company announced final assay results from chip sampling, confirming multiple new high-grade vein discoveries and strong mineralization at the pit vein. Grades up to 113.51 grams per ton of gold over 1.0 meter were reported, along with additional intercepts of 55.17 and 37.2 grams per ton of gold from newly exposed areas. CEO Peter S. Big expressed excitement about the results, stating they confirmed Dominion's long-term potential. Nikola plans to advance bulk sampling and further define project scale in 2026.
Lahontan Gold Corp, LGCXF, strengthens position through past production, resource growth. Lahontan Gold Corp, listed on the TSX.V as LG and on the OTCQB as LGCXF, is strengthening its position through past production and resource growth. The company's Santa Fe Mine Project, a past-producing gold and silver operation, is a key differentiator. With a portfolio of four properties in Nevada's Walker Lane Mining District, Lahontan is well-positioned for growth. As global investors turn to gold, Lahontan Gold is emerging as a standout junior player with significant potential. The company aims to transform proven ground into a new generation of precious metal production. For more information, investors can visit the company's newsroom at ibn.fm/LGCXF.
Investor news breaks. New Pacific Metals Corp., NUAG, NY American, NUP, reports fiscal Q1 2026 results and leadership appointments. New Pacific Metals Corp., NUGE, recently reported a net loss of $75 million for the fiscal Q1 2026 compared to $126 million in the prior year period. The company closed a bought deal financing, raising approximately CAD 40.4 million. New Pacific also announced leadership appointments, with Jalen Yuan as CEO and Chester Shi as CFO. As of September 30, 2025, the company reported working capital of $14.88 million. New Pacific is a Canadian exploration and development company with projects in Bolivia, including the Silver Sand Project, Carangas Project, and Silver Strike. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
New implants defy necessity of brain surgery against cancer. Microscopic wireless electronics developed by Massachusetts Institute of Technology researchers could revolutionize brain surgery by eliminating the need for invasive procedures when treating tumors and neurological conditions. These tiny devices, demonstrated in mice, can self-navigate to diseased brain tissue and deliver electrical stimulation without human guidance. Companies like CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc., NASDAQ, CNSP, are closely following the development of these implants. To stay updated on the latest news and updates regarding CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc. and SP, investors can visit the company's newsroom. TinyGems, a specialized communications platform, is dedicated to highlighting innovative small-cap and mid-cap companies with promising futures. For more information, visit tinygems.com.
Rock Breaks Max Power Mining CSE Max XX Max X Frankfurt 89N advances collaboration with PTRC and University of Regina on Canada's first natural hydrogen drill program. Max Power Mining, listed on the CSE as Max X, OTC as Max XF, and on the Frankfurt Exchange as 89N, is enhancing its partnership with the Petroleum Technology Research Center and the University of Regina. This collaboration includes a technical session at the U of R Innovation Center and a visit to the Lawson drill site in Saskatchewan. Led by Chief Geoscientist Steve Halabura, the session aims to deepen understanding of Saskatchewan's natural hydrogen systems. The goal is to identify new research and commercialization opportunities in Canada's first natural hydrogen drill program along the 475-kilometer Genesis Trend. Max Power is at the forefront of the natural hydrogen sector, with a significant land position and upcoming drilling plans. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Investor news breaks. Max Power Mining X, OTC, Max XF, Frankfurt, 89N, advances collaboration with PTRC and University of Regina on Canada's first natural hydrogen drill program. Max Power Mining is advancing its collaboration with the Petroleum Technology Research Center and the University of Regina on Canada's first natural hydrogen drill program. Led by Chief Geoscientist Steve Halabura, researchers are working to deepen understanding of Saskatchewan's naturally occurring hydrogen systems. The session aims to identify new research and commercialization opportunities. Max Power is an innovative mineral exploration company focused on North America's shift to decarbonization, with a dominant land position in the natural hydrogen sector. The company also holds properties in the U.S. and Canada, focused on critical minerals, including the Wilcox Playa Lithium Project in Arizona. For more information, visit Max Power's newsroom. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.